Welcome to the Friday, February 17th, 2012 edition of the Science Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording from Berkeley, California today. Let's start with a quick view at today's diary. Mark Hoffman is talking about how Facebook email messages are used to spread spam. In part, that works because, well, people are so used to receiving Facebook messages that ask them to click on a link in order to go to the latest message or so they have received via Facebook. This is certainly something that you may want to include in phishing education. In this case, actually, Mark was somewhat lucky that it was just plain spam and didn't like a link to a fake Facebook login page. And iPhone applications are in the news again with respect to privacy, in particular access to the address book. One application particular that caused the latest outrage is the Twitter application, which as part of the Find Your Friends feature not only accesses the address book on the user's machine but also uploads it to Twitter in order to make this feature work. Now, the language used by the application doesn't really explain that this is what's happening. So in an update to the application, Twitter will change the language. In other news related to that, Tim Cook, the Apple CEO, stated in a recent interview that Apple will vet applications based on their access to features like the address book, and that application writers need to make it clear and ask for permission if they want that kind of access. And then today, Apple also made a pre-announcement of its next version of OS X. It will be called Mountain Lion. And one of the security features that sort of caught my eye in Mountain Lion is the ability to actually require that all applications being installed on the systems are signed. This will be pretty much like what iOS does on the iPhone and the iPad. However, the user will have a little bit more control, so you don't really have to jailbreak your system. There is a simple setting that you can change in order to allow additional applications to be installed. However, I actually think this is an interesting feature, and I think the first time that an operating system essentially implemented a kind of whitelisting feature as one of its core abilities. We'll have to see how this will exactly work. Now, any application being offered via the Apple App Store can be installed using this new feature. So all of these signatures being used by the App Store are whitelisted. However, it appears that a user or an administrator would have additional control over what certificates or what additional software signatures are permitted or not permitted on a particular system. The latest version of Line actually already has the feature, but it is disabled, and as an experiment, you can enable it in order to verify whether your applications will be flagged as not sufficiently signed and to test the feature to see how well it works. And Facebook is somewhat following Twitter's example by allowing high-profile users to actually verify their accounts. Similar to Twitter, these verified accounts will then be marked by a badge or something like this to indicate that Facebook actually verified that this is the actual celebrity that's in charge of this account. So far, I haven't really seen on how many followers or such you need to actually qualify for this or how these accounts will be identified. And well, let's turn to Google here. In the end, Chrome got another update, and then in mobile app vulnerabilities, Juniper came out with a new mobile threat report, and what they're seeing, I think, is no big surprise here that Android applications, particularly fake malicious Android applications, are becoming a larger and larger problem. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.